Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. A lot of challenges in Montana when we talk about mental health and wellness and wholeness, and we're doing a lot of talking about that lately because of those many challenges. And in Montana, you know, I think we're challenged in a lot of other places nationally. Our suicide rates is just a flat-out gut punch. Feel it every time. We have rural isolation. There's a lot of economic stresses. Addiction plays a big part in this. And then you look at the fentanyl influx. It's tough. But guess what? You know, there's hope. There's a message of hope and healing and mental health. And we'll talk about that today. Jesse Zentz with us here from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana. And then also nationally acclaimed singer-songwriter, mental health advocate Jason DeShaw on Voices of Montana. Excited about today. Get a chance to chat with Jason and Jesse and Jason, as a matter of fact, about mental wellness and mental health. We'll be doing more and more of this. Of course, big focus on it here in Montana, because of those challenges that we're talking about here. I think all of our 56 counties are designated as mental health professional shortage areas. And then how do you get good mental health in Montana? There's steps to this and layers to this. Number one is you have to want it. I think that's the first step. And then that's where we'll enter the conversation here with Jesse Zentz and Jason DeShaw. And good morning, Jesse Zentz, Manager of Community Relations, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you? It's good to hear your voice and happy to be on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate that. It's an important topic for us. Jason DeShaw, award-winning singer-songwriter and national mental health advocate. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Tom. Just glad to be on the show with you today.
Yeah, I always enjoy having you on and getting that chance to and chat with you outside of the program here as well. I'm going to start with you because, you know, singer-songwriter, a lot of songs have been encouraging in this way. You're in the middle of a mental health ag initiative as well that I want to talk about. But I want to go to that first step, Jason. When we can provide all the services in the world and they can be right at your footstep. But if you don't take that first step, that's where those things remain. Maybe talk about that. Maybe talking about, I know you don't have to share your whole story, and you do an awful lot, and I appreciate that, and that helps. But maybe talk about taking that first step in the form of encouraging others to do it.
Well, I think, you know, we grow up in Montana, and it's kind of a do-it-yourself and cowboy-up culture, but I think that it takes true strength to ask for help when you need it and to seek it. And so I think that's what we can remind each other of, is that we're worth reaching out for help and that we don't have to go it alone.
Jesse, I want to have you weigh in there as well, because I think we've come to the realization that an overall approach to not only our physical wellness, but our mental wellness is good medicine. And I think, you know, companies like Blue Cross and Blue Shield have been out there trying to lead the way in that regard. You know, talk about, as the community relations manager, how difficult a job that is, or the challenges that you see out there and the solutions that groups like yours and others are working toward.
Well, yeah, I think it goes back to exactly what you said, Jason, does so well in helping people take that first step. And then our job is to, you know, find ways that we can support people in the community like Jason that help spread that message and destigmatize the conversation, so people can take that first step and know that they have support within their community and build community among people who are suffering from depression and things like that, mental health challenges. And, you know, our a lot of our work is really trying to improve access and also, you know, open the visibility of access to help people find those resources that they need in their communities. As you said, you know, in Montana, and this really goes home to Jason's egg initiative, is that a lot of farmers and ranchers live in isolation in areas where they don't necessarily have the same access that people do in larger cities. And so, you know, one of our goals is really to help create more access and visibility of those groups and organizations that are doing that great work throughout the state.
Yeah, and I know you're not a mental health expert by any means, but I want to kind of approach the challenge here, because I think Montana has like around 50 practicing psychiatrists, but there are others that can provide counseling in a lot of ways. How do you manage what is appropriate, you know, in terms of coverage?
Yeah, I mean, supporting our providers is a huge factor in that, and Blue Cross and Blue Shield does everything in our power to do that. One of the big things that we did, not exactly how many years ago this was now, but we did, we provided some of the seed funding to bring the first psychiatry residency to the state of Montana, in concert with Billings Clinic. And so, like you said, I think you said we're meeting 25% of the need in Montana for mental health professionals. And so that's a big project to help improve that, because if there's not people providing the services, it's hard for people to get the services they need to address those things. And so we've done a lot of that type of work and a lot of work with some other organizations like NAMI Montana, which Jason's concert we sponsored last week supported. So whatever we can do to help those organizations, to help bring more professionals into the state of Montana and to support those professionals is the work that we're really proud to do.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I'm actually looking forward to speaking with Matt Kuntz sometime down the road next week as well from NAMI. And then Jason, you know, big concert last week too, that well, featured Costas. I'll have you talk about that here in just a bit. I'm excited about you know, direction of your music career as well as your mental health advocacy. What's been the response? What's been the response as you're on this mental health egg initiative? And you've had a couple of sites already. Let's just get into the music side of things there. But, you know, as you're out and about leading the way, what are people telling you that they're struggling with that, you know, you think Montana can really help with?
Yeah, well, Montana farmers and ranchers are my favorite people. And I've found with this Egg Initiative tour that they're more receptive to this message of hope and understanding than I've ever seen before. And I think that kind of points to the challenges that rural Montanans are facing, specifically farmers and ranchers. And so it was pretty powerful these last couple of performances to just see how much more open and receptive they are to hearing about these issues and talking about them. You know, the stigma surrounding mental health is still a huge issue, but, you know, stigma is just a softer word for discrimination. If you don't have mental health, you don't have health.
And Jesse, your take on that as well, because you look at Montana's 56 counties. I saw this stat from the CDC and mental health professional shortage areas. Talk about, you know, from your perspective, what you guys try to do, you know, in these communities, because they're going to be different from one community to the next. You know, give us a sense of that range and trying to, you know, as an insurance provider, feed into the system, you know, with that kind of disparity.
Yeah, well, first, I'm really happy to hear that Jason DeShaw finds that people who grew up in agriculture are some of the best people. growing up on a ranch myself, I agree fully. Incredible people that do incredibly hard work. And like he said, I mean, a lot of isolation where we grew up, I was fortunate, my family was fortunate that we were near Billings. And so there's a lot of services available in a larger city like that, even though we were out on our ranch. Whereas you go into some of these smaller communities along the High Line where Jason's from in eastern Montana, there aren't large cities nearby. And so, you know, Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Montana, enhancing access by supporting telehealth services, which can reach those communities. People that seek that kind of care can find it in telehealth. Other online self-service mental health platforms and collaborative care models and things like that. But also, you know, supporting our rural hospitals and rural healthcare workers is a huge factor in that as well. But it's a difficult task. Rural Montana there's places in Montana that are incredibly isolated. I think Glasgow loves to tout their sign, middle of nowhere. And when you're out there, it feels that way. And you have to remember that many of the ranchers and farmers that are in those areas are even further from Glasgow. So access is a difficult issue, but we're doing things that we can from a telehealth standpoint and trying to bring that behavioral health care closer to those people.
It's kind of interesting because Jason DeShaw has a relationship with Jim Dolan. And, you know, you think about those in the middle of nowhere places. He is an artist, a sculptor, who is responding to that by putting these red phone booths out in the middle of nowhere, so to speak, just to remind people that there's some place to go and to reach out, you know, pop in that quarter and make that call. So that's pretty cool. And we're starting to see those in more and more places across Montana. Jason, have you run into those in some of your travels?
Yeah, they just put one in Plentywood.
Yeah.
And I was proud to hear it. That's my hometown. And I think that's, a lot of people are helped by stories, are helped by symbolism. And I think what's great about those phone booths is that it reminds people to reach out for help if you're suffering, that you don't have to go it alone.
I want to ask you this question, and you kind of hit about it. They're making inroads on the stigma that about mental health that prevents people from, you know, even acknowledging, the awareness of it. Do you think that we're making ground?
I think we are. You know, I mean, I think we still got a ways to go. We're out of the dark ages, but I think we, It's just what I've found is that if you acknowledge that you can't do this alone, that you need help, that's kind of the first step. And I think as neighbors and as community members across Montana, we have to support one another. You know, we don't have to feel alone. But I mean, it isn't easy in rural Montana, you know, the long distance to care if you need it. I used to drive 500 miles one way to meet with my psychiatrist. So I think we remind each other that we can do this together,
yeah.
So we can make it through anything.
Well, that 500 miles, I mean, I can imagine there's a lot of opportunity in there to talk yourself out of finishing that journey too. So, you know, the miles make a difference. Jesse, I want to ask you the same thing. You're the manager of community relations for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana. So at that community level, you probably have a sense of if we're gaining. What is that sense?
You know, I think we are. I think Jason's done some incredible work in that area. That's why we were so proud to support the high school tour that he did. And I think at that age level, I see it because I also coach. So I see these teenagers on a regular basis. And the openness they talk about these issues now is a complete shift from what it was like in the 1990s when I was in high school. I don't even know if we talked about it, to be perfectly honest. And I think now they talk about it openly and freely. They request mental health days if they're not feeling great, and we support that. And I think a lot of coaches support that. So I think, yeah, from Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Montana's perspective, we do see some of that shift happening. And I think that's what's so amazing about Jason and finding another population to serve with this message, the agricultural community. And there's a lot of other communities throughout Montana that probably need to hear this message as well. But I do strongly feel, and I know we do at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana, that that type of work is making a huge difference. Because if you are seen and feel like you're seen, I think you're more willing to seek help, and you'll have the support to seek that help that you need.
Cross country and track coach at Helena High School. I've been doing that for almost, is it almost 10 years now, Jesse?
You're pretty good. Yeah, 10 years. 10 years exactly.
Yeah. With Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana.
It comes dark and it's time to play. Well, most folks wonder where I come from. Well, I come from eastern Montana, and I call that land my home. A cowboy's heaven in eastern Montana, and when I die, that's where my spirit will roam.
That's Jason Deshaw from The Country Way. Jason, a recording artist, obviously got that great classic country voice. Jason, I'm so jealous of that. Well, not really. I'm glad you have it. And that's from, again, The Country Way, Eastern Montana. And we're with Jesse Zents as well, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana. We're talking about this mental health ag initiative. Jason, go into that. Go into the making of that album. That's a live album as well. So 2023, and you can find out more. It is thecountryway.com for information on that. Talk about writing a song and trying to convey a message. And there's many messages out there. You try to just boil it down a little bit, don't you? What was that message behind Eastern Montana?
Well, I'm very proud to come from Eastern Montana, and I think that the country way of life, and specifically growing up in Montana, like, it's something to celebrate. And it's, you know, there are a lot of great things that come with growing up in a small town. And there's also a lot of challenges. And so it's just an ode to the homeland you know, I kind of have made it my mission to reach out to rural Montana with a message of hope and a reminder to seek help if you need it.
I appreciate that, too. Jesse Zents, I'm going to ask you, because, you know, Jason, he's a humble guy, right? I saw the lineup of that concert that you had talked about that was on last week with Costas, a nationally known songwriter. What was it, Jason? I think you said he's got like 50 top 10 hits or something like that. Jesse, were you able to see that performance?
Yeah, no, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was great to see Jason there and to connect with him before that concert. But, yeah, being a kid that grew up in Montana and hearing many of the songs that Costas wrote, performed by other artists over the years, big Dwight Yoakam fan myself, and Costas wrote much of that music, and Paige Rasmussen, just an incredible singer, Dan Henry, incredible musician, and then he also had Colin Pick with him, who is a visual artist who gave us some great stuff as well, but then Jason as well. I think anybody that's seen Jason's show leaves kind of with their jaw dropped and just realizing and understanding how amazing of an artist he is. I know that his message of hope has reached a lot of people throughout the state of Montana, and doing it through storytelling, through music and art, and then bringing other artists into that is just an incredible thing for our state, and we're just incredibly proud to be part of that.
Yeah,
I was blown away. It was awesome.
Thanks for bragging about him. Tell Jason that Joy and Gary are in the audience giving him the high sign for his work and sharing and sending love. That's a text message to you, Jason. And why don't you tell us? I mean, are you working with Costas? How have you grown that relationship? Everybody in, almost across the country in the music industry knows the name Costas.
Yeah, he's a legend in everybody's mind but his own, you know, and probably the greatest living country songwriter today. And so I've been really lucky to have known Costas for past decade or so, and to write a handful of songs with him. It's just really cool to put pen to paper with a guy like that.
What did it accomplish, Jesse? Jesse, what did that accomplish in your mind?
The show itself, I think number one, it again brought Jason's story to another group of people that maybe hadn't heard it before. And when you do that, those people tell those stories when they leave the theater to their communities that they've built. But also it raised funds through ticket sales for NAMI Montana. And you said you're going to be talking to Matt Kuntz soon. And Matt delivered just an incredible opening to the show, introducing Jason and why this type of work is so important and how that supported NAMI's mission. So, yeah, I think it just really bringing that conversation to a new audience. And every time he does that, those people take that story to their own communities, to their own families. And I think it's just an incredible way to really help bring this conversation to more Montanans.
And Jason, so the next event for you, at least through the middle of December, this Mental Health Egg Initiative, is at the Montana Wool Growers Association on December 6th. Talk about these events.
Yeah, at the end of October, I was in Lewistown for the Montana Farmers Union State Convention, and that was just an amazing experience. Like I said, you know, I've never seen farmers and ranchers more open, you know, to talking about these sort of issues. And then last week, I was at MSU for the Montana FFA Egg Expo, and that was amazing too. I think they had, you know, over 1,000 Montana FFA kids, and you know, that's the future. Mm-hmm. And so I've always thought with all this work that Blue Cross has supported over the years and reaching out to high school kids, like if you can, you know, give them a word for it, or, you know, show them that it takes strength to reach out for help when you need it. Like Jesse was saying, you know, growing up in the 90s, like, I don't think I ever heard anyone say the word mental illness. And
yeah.
So if we can let them know, you know, let them know and educate on these issues before everything, you know, goes tough or gets hard. Like, I think there's a lot of importance in, you know, helping people understand what might lay ahead.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate you getting out there, Jason, and it can be trying as well, mentally, on you. So I hope you're taking steps to still take care of yourself there, young man.
Yeah, you know, it. I think we all help each other through this life, you know, I'm just really proud of, you know, we've reached over 20,000 Montana students since 2015, and
yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana helped make that possible. So we're all a part of something greater than ourselves.
Got to leave it there, Jason. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. We'll be talking with you down the road. Jesse Zents for Blue Cross Blue Shield, thank you for what you do as well.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.